Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Chicago is known for a couple of things. Its weather, being a great sports town, one of the best summer cities in the world, and for its food. Whether it be beefs, dogs, or pizza, everyone has their favorite spot. Al's or Johnny's Beef, Superdog or the Wiener Circle, or maybe it's Pequod's over Giordano's. Let's figure this thing out. It's time for
Food Fight!
Here's John Landecker and Dan Levy.
I'm John, he's Dan. He's Dan, I'm John. I'm John, he's... Oh, sorry. 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Dan, are you with me, my man?
Oh, I am with you, sir.
Glad to have you aboard once again for another highly entertaining conversation about food.
All right, then. I'm down with it.
Yeah. I didn't know we had such a long music bit on that. You can take the whole thing out. We never went that far with it.
No.
There's so much
writing it.
I mean, you know, it's good to a point, but like...
We had about another minute of that.
You're kidding. Really? We don't have to play it. That's okay.
I like that they think that they gave us liberty of, in case this conversation goes downhill very fast, we have the music to rely on.
Well, okay. So I guess it's good as a safety net, so to speak. Would that be fair? I don't know.
Sure.
Okay. Whatever works. So, Dan, apart from the music bed, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there, sir. How are things in your land?
Not bad. Went out and had some chicken and waffles a couple of days ago. And,
no, was this your first time doing it?
Yeah.
All right. What did you think?
Well, I liked it, but I sort of, to be honest with you, this is the one I'm supposed to be hyping. I'm chicken and waffles. Okay.
We could switch it up. No, if you'd rather have the other one, it's fine.
No, we can go back and forth anyway. I just sort of wondered why. You know, I mean, yeah, it tasted fine.
Well, I guess I'll ask you this. Here's the thing. Where did you have it at? Did you have it like at a fast food chain? Did you
No. I went to a very nice breakfast and lunch restaurant in my neighborhood, in the city I live in. It was a really great place. I mean, the food was top notch. You know what I mean? But I'm staring at it wondering, and then you got your syrup. And I'm like, interesting. And then it had gravy. I'm like, that's even more interesting.
Okay, the gravy. I've never heard of the gravy for the chicken and waffles. That's a different touch.
They had that. They did have that.
That's confusing. That one is confusing.
But I ate all of it. And I mean, I don't know if I'm going to go back and get any more because the thing's got to be more fattening than... I don't know. It's got to be.
Well, when was the last time you had biscuits and gravy?
Well, I did have that a long time ago, but I got to say, in defense of biscuits and gravy, it seems to me that biscuits and gravy are more of a natural combination than putting chicken on waffles. I mean,
well, allow me, because I know you may do some history at some point. Maybe you will, maybe you don't. Yeah. But I do know that the chicken and waffles does originate, at least from a popularity standpoint. And Krista may actually, she's from Los Angeles, so she may be able to concur with this one. But in Los Angeles, they have the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Oh, yes, I've heard of that.
Where it's known from. And I went out there maybe about right before my son was born, like 10 years ago. And I met a radio buddy of mine, and he said, we got to try it, and we did. And I was just like you. The chicken was really good. The waffle was really good. But I was like, am I supposed to, like, sandwich it together? Am I supposed to eat one and then eat the other? It was two competing interests. But then I've seen a lot of people who are putting honey on fried chicken these days. That's big thing. Like,
that's been going on for decades. Honey and
I can't get myself to do honey on chicken or pizza, by the way.
On
those
fried
are two
chicken,
combos
is...
I haven't done yet.
That, I haven't thought about that in a while, but I used to have that quite often when I was a kid. I mean,
I never had that, and I've heard everyone saying you're crazy, you got to try it. I have not done honey on a chicken. So I think that's kind of where the combination kind of originates from. I've had the biscuits and gravy. I actually had a biscuits and gravy the other night, Saturday night. We went out to a diner for dinner, and I was like, oh, yeah, we're doing this. So I had it, and I remember going like, it is delicious, but it's like a slop be mess. It's like slop. When you see like prison shows and they're eating something in there, I'm like, it looks just like that.
Is that chip beef you got in there, Prisoner 102?
Yeah, then they take out like the little worm. There's like a little maggot inside, like Shawshank Redemption style. Like, want some more slop?
Well,
so I can see the good and bad of both of these. And I do remember leaving the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, and the guy's like, what'd you think? And I go, they both individually tasted good. I'm not sure it's a combo I ever really want to have again.
Yeah. I mean, I tried it. And biscuits and gravy, I think I've had that, but not gone back. I mean, both of these are pretty heavy in the calorie.
Oh, yeah, these are knockout punches.
I mean, you know what I mean? If you're trying
by the standard 2,000-calorie diet that the government requires us to keep within, that's it in one meal.
Yeah. So I don't really have that strong an argument for chicken and waffles over
the sausage and gravy.
Yeah. I mean, they're different.
Fried chicken is delicious, and waffles are always good. Those to me, like the waffle to me, really is always a pretty decent thing. The biscuits and gravy to me, I didn't grow up with biscuits and gravy. I grew up with waffles. So for me, whenever I've had biscuits and gravy, to me, that always seemed like not a breakfast to me. It seemed like that's a good like lunch or something hearty I would eat like while watching a game. But a breakfast, you get that nice piece, that nice waffle. I like him. The fried chicken is just kind of a trendy thing right now. So maybe I would actually say that the chicken and waffles to me is more breakfasty for me, because that sausage and gravy, I'm like, wait, I'm supposed to put an egg on top of this? What are we doing here? What's the breakfast part? So for me, that's always been more of a lunch and a dinner kind of a food.
Waffles entered American cuisine in the 1600s with European colonists. The food's popularity saw a notable boost after 1789 with Thomas Jefferson's purchase of 4 waffle irons in Amsterdam. Good for him. The second half of the food fight comes up next on 720 WGN.
Food fight!
Let's get you back to food fight. Here's John and Dan.
Yes, here we are. John Landecker, Dan Levy at 720 WGN. It's 820 in the midst of the food fight tonight. It is chicken and waffles versus biscuits and gravy. There, I got it out of my mouth. And not, you know, I gotta say, as far, you know, this is the portion of this, food fight where I'd like to, you know, get some sort of musical thing. Or
yes, sir.
And I gotta say, the, whole waffle thing, not very good. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Not a lot to choose from. And the stuff that was there, I'm not gonna waste my time. However.
Wow. Not, yes. Wow, this was a failure of a topic tonight.
It is. However, on the other hand,
it did not hit. It did not hit.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Oh, that was loud. However, on the other hand,
up in the morning, I'm on my way, dreaming about breakfast all day. I can't say I prefer another meal. Biscuits and gravy's got a certain appeal. I love biscuits and gravy. Salt and pepper ain't nothing better. Maybe a little toast and jam on the side. I love biscuits and gravy. Salt and pepper ain't nothing better. I don't mind a little sausage and ham, but biscuits and gravy is better.
That's Johnny Paycheck.
Actually, I didn't mind that one. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. Doing obviously doing biscuits and gravy. Hello. Eli, did you know you're going to have to do the totals on this thing?
I've got it ready.
Well, then let's have it.
Well, can I just say one more thing before we get into the totals? I want to get one more chance to put over chicken and waffles, because I didn't feel like it got its fair shake. So I know it's not in Chicago, but back home, I grew up just outside of Dallas, Texas, and there was this diner I would go to, and they would serve chicken and waffles, but they would cut up the chicken, put it in the waffle batter.
In the waffle.
And then fry the waffle, and they would serve it with a sweet chili sauce.
That actually sounds better.
And it was so good.
That sounds very creative.
Yeah, that sounds actually a lot better.
Yeah, let's go down there.
So, I mean, if you're ever in the Dallas suburbs, Berries and Batters, the name of the place.
Berries and Batters.
But I am a little afraid that I said that a little too late, because this was an absolute runaway of a food fight. Biscuits and gravy storming ahead with 76% of the vote.
My God.
Because I honestly believe that a good chunk, especially the listeners and anybody that's gone on to the website to vote, probably never even had chicken and waffles. It's kind of like a newer.
I mean,
you just had it for the first time. So.
Well, yeah, but that's me. You know, I don't usually. What's the term I'm looking for? That would be if I walked in.
You don't venture.
Well, I would be. There's so many calories in that. It's like, you know, I'm not gonna. I'll do it for the. I'll take one for the show. But I mean, it wouldn't be something that I normally eat. I don't think I'll ever order it again.
What happened to you? You used to be a man about town, all kinds.
Experimenting
in all kinds of different ways.
Well, yes, but none of them had to do with chicken and waffles up against my drift.
Well played.
It had nothing to do with eating either. However, wow, what a wipeout. What an absolute wipeout.
Yeah, it was never close.
Nice. Yeah.
That's a shame. Okay. That's a shame. All right. Hey, you know what? I still say delicious. I would still take chicken and waffles over broccoli any day, so that's all right.
Well, you put it that way, sure. do we have any idea what we're about next week?
We got a few. Eli, give it to him.
Yeah, Texter actually sent this one in last week, and we really loved the idea. How about surf versus turf?
Surf versus turf.
It's a wide enough category. There's a lot of contenders in there, and I feel like it's a heavyweight matchup.
Do you mean like just fish in general and turf, like cattle and stuff?
I would say so, yeah. Like land lobster protein versus seafood.
Lobster versus steak. Oh, man. Come on. I don't want to have to make a choice between those two.
I'll take the lobster if you want me to.
Well, I love lobster. But I love steak.
I do too. And I love steak too.
All right, I'll take steak. You take
lobster. Awesome. I'll take the tail.
Okay. Yep. That's what it is.
Surf versus turf it is.
Indeed it is. So, Dan, you have that podcast going.
I do have a podcast. Mm-hmm. It's called Barguments. You can watch it on YouTube. You can listen to it on the internet wherever you download your podcasts. It's called Barguments, where we do pretty much what John and I are doing. It's not just food. It's sports topics. It's pop culture. Would you rather Mount Rushmore's, the greatest, the goats, all that stuff. And we had Brett Boone on a few weeks ago, and one that has been resurfacing and getting some play out there that, and if you're a baseball fan out there, John, and I think you'd like the game of baseball. If it was the seventh game of a World Series, and Eli, you can jump on this one too, and any other sports person in the WGN airwaves wants to jump on it.
Yeah.
Seventh game of the World Series, last out, who do you want in the batter's box for that final hit? They could be gone, they could be dead.
That guy for the Dodgers. What's his name? Ohtani or something like that.
Out of all the hitters in Major League Baseball history, Shohei Ohtani's the guy.
Well, if you're doing it now, yeah.
No, they could be. It could be anybody. It could be anybody in the history of baseball. Who do you want up there?
No. I'll go with him anyway. I'm just going to go with him.
If it was today, I think I would still take Aaron Judge.
That could be true too.
I think the one that we kind of settled on for me is I've never seen Babe Ruth hit. I think I would want to see him.
Oh well, if you're putting it that way, sure, put him in.
I want to see the Babe. Eli, who do you got?
I would love to see Barry Bonds take some swings. I'm a little young for that time. I know there's some controversy around his play style, but one of the most dominant hitters, the one of the most fearsome hitters to ever step in the batter's box, the intentional walks with the bases loaded. That's the guy I want at the plate.
Well said, young man.
from everything I've heard, again, I'm not trying to name drop anybody, but I am pretty good buddies with Brett Boone. And the Boone, his dad played and his grandpa played during the Ted Williams era.
Oh,
and he saw everybody.
Yeah.
And he said that on his Brett Boone told me that when his grandfather was in the hospital dying, he finally admitted that Barry Bonds was better than Ted Williams. So that's a man who has seen the gamut. I mean, granted, he's not seen Shohei Ohtani
right.
when he passed away, but it took him to be on his deathbed to say that Barry Bonds was the better hitter than Ted Williams. And that, to me, is interesting.
What a thing to wait until the very last moment of your life to say.
I know. Yeah. I mean, other people would probably confess other things rather than a sports thing, but
yeah,
whatever.
They had a different bond.
They had a different bond.
Yeah, I guess. So where do we find this Barguments podcast?
This Barguments podcast, once again, is found on YouTube or anywhere that you get your podcasts, which could also be Spotify, Apple iTunes, Amazon Prime even has it, wherever you get it. And also, there is a Facebook group that's pretty active. So if anybody's out there and want to kill some time or you're kind of bored at work and want to stir it up with some people, there's a Facebook group called Barguments, and there's all kinds of fun Barguments that are percolating in that group, and anybody and everybody is invited to jump on and have some fun.
Well, look at you. You're just setting up an entire Barguments empire.
I was just going to say, I plan on taking over the world, John.
I know.
It started in chicken and waffles, and it's worldwide. And
you never know where it's going to end. You just
never know where it's going to end.
Surf, turf, I'm turf. All right. Wrote it down. Doesn't mean I won't lose it, but right now I've got it.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to be asking...
Yeah, I know.
I'll be asking Jack when we come back 5 minutes before we go on the air. What are we arguing again?
What are we thinking? Have a great week and have a great Bargument.
You too, sir. Have a good one and happy Labor Day. I won't talk to you till the day after, but have a happy Labor Day,
that's
sir.
It's going to be on a Tuesday we'll do this.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll look forward to it. Right now it's the bottom of the hour. Time to get into the WGN newsroom.